This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
So I was telling Maha all about how I relate to you in the way that you used to think about school a lot, and I really feel like the same. And I have that entrepreneurial mindset that you have. And I follow you on TikTok and Instagram, and I watch your videos every day. And every time I hear you talk about something that I can relate to, like I completely relate to it. And me and my parents always have this debate about school, and I tell them like, I wanna start a business, I wanna get into drop shipping, I wanna do this, and then my mother's like, no, do chemistry and you know all of that. So so when I heard that my dad was working with you, I was like, Dad, I watch Gary Vee every day. He's one of my idols, like really. And then he was like, I'll try my best to get him to meet you. And when he told me that he organized a meeting, it was like, this is like the best thing I could ever ask for. And so I wanna really thank you so much for this amazing opportunity.
Of course, Ilya, you can't imagine how that feels to be heard. So thank you so much for those kind words. Is there anything you want to focus on this conversation?
I mean, I want to get your perspective on what I should do, your advice on how I should act, because like obviously there's the side of my parents telling me one thing and the side of what I really want to do. And then there is also this like middle place that it's like my parents are providing me with everything and they're really amazing. And I love them so much and they give me great advice. But on this specific thing, I really feel like I wanna try and explore my strengths and my weaknesses and learn from my mistakes if I start a business or drop shipping or whatever it is early. And I can't get that across to my parents.
I think a lot of times people in life think about or when the answer is actually and. You know, I wasn't able to convince my parents either to not go to college. You know, I didn't want to, and I went for 4 years because I loved my parents so much. And I just, you know, I think, you know, I'm sure Maha could tell you the same thing, and anybody who's lived a little bit, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable for a period of time is actually a great life skill. And honestly, you know, no matter how much, including myself, one loves entrepreneurship, the vacation that is being young and just going to school is, you know, that's what the reason I was able to be okay the last 4 or 5 years mentally was I basically said, well, this will be my last real vacation before I go into my real life. And so, you know, I think what I was fortunate enough was my parents didn't stop me from doing business stuff on the side. Okay. As you know, obviously I worked for my family's liquor store business and I was doing my sports card and flipping and garage selling. And so, you know, if you're in a position where your parents aren't completely stopping you from doing things on the side and saying, no, you can't, you're forbidden, you must only study. If you're lucky enough that you can do both, I would tell you that you have plenty of time in front of you to do what you want. But I do think the sooner you can start tasting, you know, drop shipping, influencer marketing, NFT, cryptocurrency, all this stuff looks easy on paper. It's good in theory, but then when you do it, it's much harder than people think. And I think the sooner you can taste the ups and the downs, it's kind of like exercising. You'll be more prepared for when you do it full time. It's like prepping for a fight. You'll be ready for the fight. So I think, you know, are you in a position where you can start doing some of this stuff on the side?
I think I can. What I spoke to my dad about was doing this in summer. And my dad had a meeting with an American businessman, and he's based in Arizona and he has a lot of friends in real estate and everything. And he came to our house a week ago, and I have, plans to go and visit him in Arizona and expand my knowledge about, because I'm really interested in real estate as well, doing real estate in the future. So I basically planned my whole summer to do that. And what my dad tells me a lot is that he feels that I'm lazy, and I don't disagree with him. I have the tendency to be lazy, but
you're lazy because you're disinterested.
Exactly, 100%.
When I was 13 to 18, I was told by many, many people that I was lazy. They just happened to be people that were at school, you know, and maybe my grandma sometimes around the house because I didn't want to hang a picture. But, you know, it makes me laugh so much because people thought I was lazy, yet my life's destiny was to be synonymous with work ethic.
Yeah, like I really feel like if I had something interesting, like when I watch all those videos about business and marketing and real estate, I spend like 3 hours like just watching and just listening, and it's so interesting and I'm so captivated in the moment. But as soon as I switch back to my chemistry class and they start talking about all this other stuff, like in 2 minutes, I'm like so disinterested, so uninterested in whatever they're talking about.
I lived your life, my friend. I understand. It got so bad for me that I started bringing wine magazines to school and I would read them in the middle of class. Like literally I basically realized something. I realized that my high school was more interested in me passing because they were going for a blue ribbon status in New Jersey, which required everybody graduating. I realized that I could, as long as I showed up for school, that I was going to pass. And the second I realized that, I basically read wine magazines in class or fooled around or daydreamed or doodled or whatever, you know. I think the key here is perspective. One, you're not missing out. Today it's NFTs, tomorrow it's VR. The next day it's something that not the three of us could even imagine. So I think you got to make sure that you don't have anxiety of missing out. Once you have a good relationship with that, what you need to do is just focus on learning as much as you can around the things that you're passionate about. You know, ultimately, your parents will be okay no matter what, as long as you're healthy and happy. But you might have to have a little bit of pain in between now and that success.
Yeah, I mean, one story that we were talking about that really sort of got me really interested was I remember when you said that it was I think around Christmas time, and you were working in the liquor store, and you were making crazy amounts an hour, and this lady that lived like 2 hours away, she ordered this pink rosé bottles or something, and then you had to get in your car and drive all the way in the snow. And then I felt like I was, when I watched that video, I said out loud, like, this is like so genius. This is so what I want to be doing. I want to have my business. I want every customer to know that whatever they order is going to be there. That like that quality, like that's what I study. And I'm in a better position than maybe you were when you were in school. Next year, I only do 3 subjects that I like. So I'm going to do business, economics, and politics. So I told my dad like that next year I can get like everything, that all the grades that I would need and everything, because it would be interesting. And I told my dad like, I'm going to go to university, maybe not, it's like more of a safety net. So if something happens, I have a plan B, I have a degree to fall back on, something that people look for when they're hiring.
By the time you're hiring in 60, let's say you go through that, and is university 4 years for you? Is that how it works, or 3?
Yeah, 4 years. Yeah.
By the time that'll be 5 years of school. It sounds like, because you have one more year. Is that what you said, Eli? And then university.
I have 2 more years.
2 more years.
2 more years.
I mean, that's 6. Then you try to do your thing. Let's say it fails after 2 years. In 8 years. The amount of businesses that are going to be hiring without university is enormous. I would tell you to think about it differently, and perspective matters. Instead of thinking about it as your fallback plan, because the reality is, if you keep networking, I mean, if you just stay in touch with Maha, just her for the next 8 years, every 6 months, hello, text, whatever, she'll be more likely to help you get a job that's meaningful for you than your universe. I promise you, getting a job with me is more about your relationship with Maha than some piece of paper of some school that I've never heard of. Promise.
Yeah.
I think the key is perspective. I think if you think about university as something that you want to do for your parents because they've done so much for you, you'd be surprised on how it feels going through university. I believe that you know in your heart that it being a fallback piece of paper is bullshit, but I don't believe that you think going for 4 years for your parents is bullshit. As a matter of fact, based on the way you're talking, I think that it would make you happy to do that for your parents.
It would make me happy, and I know that, because the thing is that my dad, he went through the normal process and it was really hard for him, and he had to work so hard, and he was such a disadvantage because of his circumstances. There was civil war and everything when he was growing up. So for him, the fact that he made success like as an employee and as like working for a company after so many years, and the growth of the company while he was with them exponentially grew. So so that's why I always completely understand my dad when he tells me like, you have to go to university. This is the only way. Like what else are you gonna do? No job is gonna look for you without a degree. And then I always tell my dad like, that take a quote from Elon Musk. I didn't go to Harvard, but the people that worked for me did. And then my dad was like, and then my dad always tells me, how many Elon Musks are there in the world? And I told my dad,
the problem is there's a lot more. They're not Elon Musk, but the amount of people that are entrepreneurs that were not built for school that have gone on to successful, but more importantly, happy lives that have far more college educated student. Literally almost everybody that works for my companies, the 1500 current employees and the tens of thousands that have worked for me in my life, literally almost all of them outside of a couple scrappers at Wine Library, Stock Boys, have been on paper more educated than me. Forget about my financial success in comparison to the majority of them. It's the sheer happiness of living what's in your DNA that is so important.
Yeah.
I view entrepreneurship like I view art. I really do. I believe that artists who are truly artists are happy to live by financial humble means to be able to draw or to doodle or whatever they do. And if that means they'll make $63,000 a year scrapping by a side job and selling a couple of paintings, that if they truly are a true artist, not one who thought they wanted to be an artist to become Banksy or make money or be famous or be a rock star and date models. I mean, truly, I am an artist and I love it. I believe they're happier than a, you know, chemical engineer making $800,000 a year. And I think that's why I associate with entrepreneurship so much, more about the freedom of being happy about doing your true mission than the financial success that's associated with it. Because when I got into it, it wasn't cool like it is right now. Do you understand how crazy it is for me to have young men like you say that I'm your idol? There was no thought that businessmen or women were cool. When I was your age, athlete, musician, but never even, you know, the most famous businessman that was doing something progressive was Bill Gates, and his glasses were the size of my head. You know, it was the furthest, it was nerd culture for the progressive businessman or very old people. Like a businessman on TV would be a 70-year-old man with white hair, right, Maha? You know, so, it's very fascinating how things evolve, but I would tell you that I think, you know, because I have to run right now, I just realized, I apologize, but you know, I think, A, let's stay in touch. B, be converted to the fact that you're doing it for your parents, and I think you'll enjoy it a lot more the next 6 years. And just
thank you so much.
Just keep talking to your father about what you believe.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
History will prove you right.
And the and. Yeah. Not school and. Or your side hustle. It's and.
It's and.
Yeah.
I saw you recorded this. Let's chop some of this and put it in my content. It will make
exactly. I was going to send it to the team. Such good stuff.
Wow.
Right. Thank
Cheers.
You, Gary.
Bye.
Thank you.